Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
We are live here on Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, Inspirational Speaker, and Author, Sean Douglas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our listeners who are listening from wherever you are. This show is heard in 28 countries. So thank you so much to those who are listening from around the world. I wouldn't have a show without listeners, and I definitely wouldn't have shows without impactful guests. Life Transformation Radio is all about our personal transformation. Here we tell the stories of why we are doing what we're doing and how we're helping others to transform their lives. Listen to us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. On the show are impactful and amazing guests that are impacting and elevating everyone around them. If you have any questions for any of the guests that come on the show, this is a live show at the designated times, Wednesdays and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So this is a live show, and you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And my guest today is no different. She is elevating everybody. She's an inspiration and a motivator. She is also just an all-around amazing human being. Everyone, welcome to the show, Karen Briscoe. Karen, how are you today?
I am so delighted to be here. You and I have chatted a little bit and discovered that we have all sorts of connections. And so this is a real honor and privilege to be talking with you tonight.
I was blown away when we were talking about some of the things that, you know, with Hal Elrod and some of the One Life community and some of the other guys, the Best Year Ever Blueprint, and like just all of the places that you have been and some of the people that I know and you know. And I'm blown away that we have this many people in common and we've never met.
We were destined to talk. So here we are.
We were destined.
Great. We made it happen.
Destined. This is amazing. So I'm ready. So if you're ready, we will rock this thing.
Let's do it.
All right. Karen Briscoe is the author of Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes a Day, Secrets of a Top Agent Revealed. Inman featured as must read for your best year in real estate in 2017. Amazon ranks the book in the top 1% in its category. The book has been endorsed by both industry leaders Michael J. Mayer and Hal Elrod. She is a contributing author to both Inman and Real Trends. Karen has completed the John Maxwell Team Certification Program for coaching, speaking, and training, and regularly speaks on a national and local level on the best of 5-minute success. She is the host of the weekly 5-minute success podcast, which has an amazing array of guests who achieve success at a high level in business and in life. Karen is the creator of the 5-Minute Success Series, a transformative combination of information and inspiration delivered through memorable stories with takeaways that propels one to achieve success at a higher level. The topics include commit to get leads, consult to sell, connect to build and grow, success thinking, activities, and vision, which all end up leading to the sweet spot of success. Karen is the principal owner of Huckabee Briscoe Conroy Group, HBC, with Keller Williams. The HBC Group has been recognized by Wall Street Journal as one of the 250 top realtor teams in the United States. Since 1977, HBC Group has sold over 1,500 homes valued at over $1.5 billion with a big B, $1.5 billion. The team has ranked in the top 100 teams with Keller Williams International every year since 2009. The year the group joined KW. So in the show notes, you have the 5-Minute Success LinkedIn page. You have the 5MinuteSuccess.com page. So go to www.5MinuteSuccess.com, and then you can find Karen Briscoe on LinkedIn. So you sound like there's nothing that you're not going to do. Like, you've got so much stuff that you're just building.
Well, it's certainly been a journey. I didn't start out at this level. I mean, I started out, as many people do, just selling houses. And then, as often happens when people achieve success at a high level, then that gets recognized. And as that happens, that's where I became partners with a top performing agent and joined her team. And that,
right.
You know, these things are just, it's not a straight trajectory, though. It was very crooked along the way. It had lots of peaks and valleys.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And what intrigued me the most, I think, was the fact that you've taken this one thing, right, this real estate success in 5 minutes a day, and you've molded and crafted it to be a signature talk, a podcast, not only a book, but it's like your brand. Your brand is that in itself, is that sweet spot of success and that 5 minutes of success. I love that.
Well, and that has been a journey as well. It came with a moment of inspiration, as often happens, or epiphany. But that was a result of a lot of conversation. So what would happen is, as I became successful as an agent, people wanted to know how I achieved it. I got into doing some coaching and some speaking. And invariably, I would find that people had great intentions to work on their personal and business development.
Right.
And yet the common distractors of what we call squirrel or shiny object would take them away from that pursuit. And so that's when I came up with the idea, well, could you do 5 minutes a day? And it really became kind of like a peanut butter and chocolate makes a Reese's peanut butter cup more amazing,
right,
in the sense that bringing together information and inspiration into a daily reader format for those who read in motivational and often inspirational literature in a daily reader format, or devotional, some people read. I was like, well, but that hasn't ever really been done in a business genre, or in for sure in a real estate type of platform or environment. And so it was the bringing together of all those ideas and then recognizing that it really has struck a chord, because people really do feel like they don't have enough time to invest, but they do want to, and they can do this. It has a very powerful impact, because when you focus on one thing a day, you put it into action, you're more likely to remember it, you're more likely to recall it later, you're more likely to implement it into your business and life. And reading a more traditional type book or a lot of training is wonderful, but it's almost tsunami effect, right? Or fire hose.
Right.
it's like too much information,
absolutely.
Right? So that's this is a journey. This didn't happen overnight. The epiphany was kind of light bulb going off, but it was because of all the everything that came before that led to the 5 minute success.
Right. That is awesome. So the first question that we always ask on the show is why. I feel like it has to be the forefront of everything you do. You know, Simon Sinek has a book, you know, Start With Why. Everybody has to know why when they have a breakup, when something goes wrong, when they're feeling, you know, left with no clarity, like why, like what happened, right? Everybody has to have the answer. So my question to you is, why do you do what you do? Why real estate? Why speaking and coaching and everything that you do?
I actually started in commercial real estate out of college. I have a business background. I'm very much my father was an entrepreneur. I'm very much my father's daughter. I got all of those genes. And I also have a heart for people. I actually went into ministry, went to seminary.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but found that I'm a much better lay leader than I am an actual staff type of person or ordained clergy. So that merging of the two, of the what some people call the head or the hard side of the the business aspects, and then the personal side, the people side. I really, what I found about commercial real estate is I was very good at it, but I missed the relationships. And so real estate gives me both the opportunity to interact with people and work with them on what is in most cases their most significant transaction. And frequently people are going through another stressor, whether positive or negative. I mean, we use this terminology, we call it the D's. People are often moving because of death, divorce, some sort of debt or disability. Those are kind of the negative D's. And you have some positive D's. You have diploma, you know, education or diapers or diamond rings, you know, you're getting engaged and, you know, starting a new life. And so, or downsizing. So that's, you know, on the other side of the D's. And because they found that people that are going through those events at the same time of moving, it's that much more stressful. So having the empathy along with the drive is turned out to be a combination that has proven to be successful. And so that's how we got into real estate, but then in the residential side, but then getting to where I am now was being successful. So many people would come to me and ask me how I did it and wanting to give back. It's like raising children in that if, you know, I could do it and I could prove that I could do it. When other people can model and learn, and when I can mentor them to success, then that's like even more amazing because it proves that if I could do it, you could do it. And it's a proven model of success. And so that's where I am now in my life of contribution. And I still sell real estate. That's my primary business and focus. The giving back though, improving in people's, impacting people's lives beyond is where I'm making my direction is going more so and over time.
Perfect. So when did you know that you were going to write that book? Like, was there a moment that said, I'm going to go ahead and write this book? What time frame was that?
Wow. There really was. I mean, talk about epiphanies. I had many people say I should write a book. I had been writing a blog since 2009. Mm-hmm. And I had a voice that was getting picked up by many of the realtor, particularly sites. And when I would use my examples or my stories or my way of explaining the principles of real estate and success with people, the people that were said that they were very memorable. And because they were memorable, then they could put them into action. And by putting them into action, they were more, they achieved a higher level of success. And so I had people come to me saying, you should write a book, you should write a book. And it kept being in the back burner, as often happens with would-be authors. And it was really literally about 2 years ago. Well, actually, I guess it's got to be 2015. So I had met a coach and she and I met about the idea of writing a book. And then I guess it has to be 3 years ago now. And then a whole year later, I had gone on a retreat with her. And the retreat was to be pick one area of your life that you want to make an impact on. And I had picked the book. And we were supposed to share what was stopping us from doing what we wanted to achieve. And that was the light bulb. I was like, well, I'm the only one stopping me. I mean, I am my own limiting belief. If I want to write a book, then I will figure out how to make that happen. And that was like, again, one of these light bulbs. And so then it was a matter of time. I said I didn't have enough time to write a book because you've heard this one before. So that was when I heard about Hal Elrod and the Miracle Morning. And I'm self-confessed, not morning person, but I decided that if it was important to me to write a book, I would find the time. And the best time, almost every author will tell you, is first thing in the morning. So it all transpired right around daylight savings time. And this is kind of like the third piece of the puzzle. I had heard someone share that at daylight savings time, your body clock is already used to getting up an hour early. So just stay up an hour early. And I'm like, okay. So that was like affirmation. I am supposed to get up an hour early. And so I did. And I made so much progress. It was like, once I started it, it was like the flow. It just streamed out of me. It was like, once I made the commitment and I figured out how to do it and I started doing it, it just flowed. Now there was things that happened, you know, setbacks, and don't get me wrong, it wasn't like it was easy, but it was like that. I really was the only one stopping me, Sean.
Okay. Yeah. Really. Sometimes we do that. We all have self-defeating behaviors. Everybody does. And I wrote a book about that, and the power to overcome and the steps needed to take, you know, to overcome those self-defeating behaviors. So Karen, looking back, can you pinpoint exactly, and it seems like you've had a couple, you know, with the book and the real estate and different areas of your life. Can you name what your transformation was?
Recently, I reflected on this, and I'm sure you've heard about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and they're like a pyramid, right? So the first one, they're the basic ones, are your needs of food and shelter, their physical needs, right? And then there's belonging needs, and then there's the needs to have self-esteem and relationship needs. And then the top one is self-actualization. And the aha I had was, up until my first half of my life, I was really focused on the basic foundational needs. And some of that's from having children, and that's very common, you know, to want to protect and make sure everybody's taken care of, and taking risk is often something that, or feeling like you're moving outside your comfort zone or doing things that are more entrepreneurial in nature. I think that's common. So where I am in my life now, what I found is that the more I work on me, the better all the other things come into place. So rather than doing the basics and making sure they're taken care of before I move on to the next one, instead focus on self-improvement and personal development, what I can do. And what I found is that the more I work on me, it's like a rising tide raises all boats.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, you know, it really starts at the top, right? So if I'm better at my profession and my relationships, and I am being at my highest and best use. That's something we talk about in real estate. We say when real estate's at its highest and best use, then it's at its you know, top or peak performance. When I'm doing that, then everything else seems to fall in place. And so that was a real transformation for me. And I'd say that was not a one-time epiphany. That's been a journey, but the journey has really occurred probably over the last decade. And that happens many times to people when they get to their second half and they start to, you know, look around and go, okay, I'm, you know, 100 would be great, but, you know, I'm more likely on the downhill side of this, you know, life and journey that I've been given. And what am I going to do with it? So
absolutely. Absolutely.
The beautiful thing is that it really does benefit everybody. I think part of also what held me back on it is I thought it was being selfish when I go away and or focus on personal development or invest in my personal development. I was like, okay, I'm taking away from the business, or I'm taking away from my family, or I'm taking away from my husband, or I'm taking away from the things I have to do. But when you come back, you know, revitalized or energized or inspired, it really does. Everybody benefits, I found.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, in the military, you take leave and then you come back and you either forget a lot of things that you were mad about, or you forget kind of how to do your job sometimes. Like if you take like 3 or 4 weeks off, you know, but you come re-energized, revitalized, you know, and I think that's self-love and self-care has to be at the forefront of everything we do, because if we're not loving ourselves or if we're not taking care of ourselves, how can we serve other people? So definitely, I've learned that in the Miracle Morning.
Yes, and the brilliant example of the military, I mean, they're smart enough to know they need to schedule it. Because if you wait mm-hmm. till you have time,
yeah.
right, then it's too late, really. So I'm much more proactive about scheduling, and I prefer, I mean, I like several big things a year, but I prefer more mini getaways
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, it's yeah. just constantly keeping the energy flow in a positive trajectory.
Absolutely. So tell me, so I have a couple two-part questions. Are you ready for these?
Yes.
All right. So first is, what was the best part so far? What is the best part so far about your transformation and your journey?
I do think it's the relationships that I've met. So you talk mm-hmm. about the people that you and I know in common, say Hal Elrod. I didn't even know Hal Elrod until I wrote my book. And that was just a year ago. So I think about where I've come just by meeting that one person. I'm sure you've heard about the ripple effect, you know, you throw the mm-hmm. pebble into the
yep.
pond and then it ripples out. And when I was at Best Year Ever last December, one of the exercises we did was we all broke out into groups and we came up with our own proverb. And the proverb that our group came up with is, be the pebble that causes the ripple.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, think about it. Okay, so like, you know, you think about the pebble that causes the ripple. If you can be the one that reverberates out, or what you do, your contribution you make, the people you may meet, the things you teach, the places you go, then that's where it's like my mind is, it's beyond my mind's conception. Because again, a year ago, right now, I hadn't even met Hal Elrod.
Right.
And yet here I
am. I only know Hal Elrod. Yeah, I only know Hal Elrod through the One Life community. When I spoke at their conference last May in Westchester, Pennsylvania, I didn't even know like any of these, you know, I'd never even heard of this organization or anybody in it. Everybody talked about Hal Elrod and the Miracle Morning, but what is the Miracle Morning? Like, what is that thing? And as I met people like, Mike and Lindsay McCarthy, started getting to know them and then I helped promote the book. The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. And my wife and I, we read it, we did it. It was amazing. I bought a couple copies for other people, you know, so they could do the same thing. And then I was like, wow, what is this? So there's a whole series about this. Like this, it's like Hal Elrod is like the Jack Canfield of meditation. It's like the Miracle Morning. Like it's like the Jan Canfield, you know, chicken soup books. You know, there's a Miracle Morning for entrepreneurs, for parents and families, for college students. Needs to make one for teenagers for sure. But, you know, there's so many of these books. And then come to find out, the ripple effect goes even greater because there's the Best Year Ever Blueprint with John Vroman and John Berghoff and you know, everybody else that's involved. And then a spinoff from that is John Vroman has his own thing that he does and John Berghoff has his own thing. But they're all buddies. They're all like interconnected. It's amazing the community of and the spider webs that they've built, the linkages that they've built together.
And the people that I've met just through this one relationship has, again, if you just look at all those people as the pebbles in the water, and then you see how it reverberates out, and then all the overlapping, it's been just amazing. It's even beyond the mind's conception. So then I think, oh my gosh, this has happened just in a year. So so when you talk about transformation, it's like just staying open to it, because in some ways it is almost tsunami-like because it's happened so fast and so rapidly, but it also is so powerful and the opportunity is so great. And so I just feel like I'm like on this crest, you know, a wave or something that's just like
right.
going in amazing places.
Awesome. Totally, totally true. So the second part of that is, what was or has been the worst part about your transformation and journey so far?
Well, so just even meeting Al Elrod, it was like, you know, a comedy of errors. I mean, every time I was supposed to like have this connection, is like, okay, that didn't work, and then I have another. Right. So the idea of the setbacks and the the times where it appears like not supposed to do something, to persevere through. So the wisdom that I gained in going through that journey, because there were a number of setbacks. I mean, the market, you know, shifts. It's had a couple of shifts just since then. And, you know, so that's impacted my business. So sometimes I'm looking right. around going, okay, so should I be focusing on the book and focusing on, you know, now the podcast, or should I be, you know, back in and put, you know, full on energy into the real estate business? And then I think back and I think, yes, but think where this has come from. I mean, there's also been opportunity that's come out of the setbacks. And so have to focus on that and keep the faith that if this is the journey, and it really does appear to be the journey, until I have signs otherwise, I'm supposed to persevere. So the worst part is, you know, then the doubt, like, okay, second guessing, you know, is this a sign? Am I supposed to be doing this? And trusting in the fact that that what has occurred happened for a reason, and moving forward even when there are challenges, you know. And then I would say the other part about it is just waiting too long. You know, I mean, I'm like going, why was I waiting so long for to do this? I mean, I think back to, like, you know, what was holding me back, and it was me. So I use that as an opportunity to be mindful. Okay. So again, you know, it's here I am. It's me. So what could I do to, I need to read your book to overcome the obstacle. The obstacle is the way, actually.
I'll send you a copy.
Yeah,
we'll get an email. We'll get a mailing address, and I'll mail you a copy.
Please do. There is a book, The Obstacle is the Way. And that's where, if and when I use the obstacle as being the way of the transformation, then, you know, the lesson becomes, right. It becomes a lesson rather than, you know, a limiting belief.
A hindrance. Yep. Absolutely. So who has been your biggest influencer?
My husband of 30 years has absolutely been my rock solid supporter, believed in me before and when I don't believe in myself, and has a way about him of inspiring and keeping me on focus. So that's been a wonderful aspect to the journey, to have him beside me.
Awesome. So the second part of that question is, who's been your biggest supporter?
I would say my husband as well. I mean, along the journey, there have been lots of supporters in the real estate business. Sue Huckabee, I became her partner. She was a top agent. She passed away, sadly, in 2008. And so in my real estate career, her, and now I have a business, I say now, since 2009, so it's been 8 years, I have a business partner, Lizzie Conroy. So from the business perspective, Lizzie is, we're each other's biggest supporter, accountability partner, and also encourager, and it's a great relationship. And I have this saying that it's not possible to do a bad partnership with good people. It's when you have, it's not possible to do a good partnership with bad people. So Lizzie is good people. And I actually met her and my partner, Sue Huckabee, both at church. Our relationship is based in that as the grounding. And I do think that's been a huge contributor to our ongoing success in our relationship and business.
Awesome. So if you had to go back, would there be anything that you would change, or would you do anything different?
Well, of course, everybody wants to do that.
Everybody wants a second chance, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, we have that every morning, right? So we wake up every morning and say, okay, I'm going to do this differently. You know, I'm not a pilot, but my husband is, you know, he's like, most planes are off course all the time and they're constantly correcting. So yes, every morning I get up and say, okay, I'm going to do this, you know, in a better way. Kind of when you were saying, well, you know, what are the worst parts of the transformation? Those are where I learn the most.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for example, when the real estate market crashed, the survival of that and then rebuilding and then thriving is where so many of the lessons learned were the most powerful. And so, okay, take away all those lessons. And then we just had robust market year after year after year. I don't know whether that would necessarily have been beneficial, because robust for sellers is not robust for buyers, right? So somebody is always, or not always, but often is impacted in a positive way, and some people are impacted in a negative way. And so, but the learning is more powerful, it seems, when you're in a robust or rising market. It's kind of like you can make mistakes or errors in judgment and corrections without as much detriment to the business. And and so when you're in a correcting market, everything matters. And so it really puts you on high alert, right? I mean, I'm sure they train that to you in the military. They don't train you for when everything's going well.
No.
Right?
No,
I mean,
definitely not.
Yeah. So I even though I, you know, chagrinly would say, yes, of course, take away the crashing real estate market, I also recognize the fact that those were opportunities. I met my business partner, Lizzie Conroy, because of it. Maybe we would have had a different trajectory if the market hadn't done what it did.
Sure.
So, and then in terms of the other aspect, we sort of touched on it, but just, you know, why did I wait to do some things that were on my heart or I felt like were, you know, part of my journey and I delayed. And so I'm moving much more quicker now into making decisions and taking action on things that I see as where I'm supposed to go with my business and life.
Perfect. So another question that I always ask the guests, I think that it's very important to know, especially in the entrepreneur world, which is a lot of who I interview on the show, but really more so people. So we focus on the transformations, and it's not an overnight transformation. Like, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and go, oh, I'm transformed because I did this, or, you know, it's a gradual progression. So what do you think was the best resource that you found during your journey with no one's help?
I am an avid reader.
Okay.
And a lot of what is in Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes a Day are gleaned from all of that reading. And I always have been. That is part of who I am, is being an avid reader. But to have that ability to pull out the takeaways, if you will, or the kernels of truth that apply, and to be able to put it into a practice in real estate or a business application, I think that that has certainly made my journey what it is. But one of the ways I got into this is that our office had a book club, a business book club.
Okay.
And I led it because I was the most avid reader in our office. And I really enjoyed it because I wanted to have people to discuss the book with. Well, what I found is that most people didn't read the book. It was kind of like, you know, signing up for a class and saying, well, do I have to read the book? And you're like, well, if you read the book, you would probably get more out of it and have things to share from the book. But okay, yeah, we'll still have a discussion, even if you haven't read the book. And so I found that that teaching, training in using the book as the platform as being something that as a ongoing resource, readers are leaders. That's part of Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning. It's something that I've always It's been a part of my journey.
Awesome. So the second part of that question is, who gave you the best resource that you've used during your journey, and what was that resource?
I would say the best resource that people have given me are the relationships and the connections, because, for example, in the Quantum Leap Mastermind, Hal Elrod and John Berghoff are amazing. They're amazing leaders. They're inspiring. They impart great wisdom. The people I've met through Quantum Leap Mastermind and the relationship with them has actually been the more powerful resource, if you will. So the best resource has been the people than making the connection or the introduction to the other people that I didn't even know. I understand that I didn't even know I needed to know. So, for example, I met Pat Hyben. I knew him through Keller Williams, and he had written a book, and I had heard him speak. And so I had reached out to him. He was the one that said, talk to Hal Elrod. So the who resource has been the people. And it's not one person, but it's the fact that they have been, you know, so open to sharing their relationships, their connections, their influence to take it to the next, to make those connections.
That's awesome. So this is the moment of the show where it's a shameless plug moment. You can plug a friend, quote, websites, Facebook, products, whatever it is. This is your time. I mean, you've been shining all episode, but I mean, this is your time to shine. You can plug whatever you want. Go.
Well, we've chatted a lot about it, Hal Elrod and Miracle Morning. I'm Michael J. Mayer with Seven Levels of Communication and the Miracle Morning for Real Estate Agents. I would plug them. Also would love to shamelessly plug my book, Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes a Day, because what I found is that people really can achieve success at a high level by investing 5 minutes a day. And Aristotle said, you know, that it's habit. It's what we repeatedly do. That's where excellence comes from. And so building the habit of reading and putting into practice these success principles really help people achieve higher level in both business and their life. And so along that line, you talked about the podcast. So it's actually launching October 5th. So please do stay tuned, check the website, check the 5 Minute Success Facebook page. We have an amazing lineup of entrepreneurs, professionals, industry leaders, people that are very inspiring and informative, and it's going to follow the 5 Minute Success format. So really believe that everybody should be sure and find out or to subscribe with a 5 Minute Success podcast.
Perfect. Absolutely. So let's talk about that right quick as we close. So you have the 5 minutes of success. What does that entail? Is it something that you do 5 minutes a day, or is it something different every day? Like, talk to me about what exactly is 5 minutes a day. I don't know anything about real estate. I have a dream to flip a house. My wife and I watch HGTV all the time. I've watched Armando Montalongo for years. I know Matt Aitchison does it. I've talked to so many people that are flippers, Brandy and Lance Salazar. So talk to me about real estate success in 5 minutes a day. How would someone do it?
So even though every day is different because it's set up like a daily reader, so every day has a different topic. It has a structure in the sense that everybody needs a lead in order to conduct their business, right? So commit to get leads is the first aspect to running a real estate business or to be successful really in practically any endeavor, right? So if you're a dentist, you have to have patients. If you're a church, you have to have parishioners, right? So, or you have to have people come and visit your congregation, right? So the idea of commit to get leads. So if you are wanting to be a flipper or you're wanting to invest in real estate, then the lead aspect to it is the finding of the people that are going to help you do it or the properties. And then once that lead is found and obtained, then there's a transactional aspect to it. There's the what I call the consult to sell or the conversion. So the actual taking it through the process. So you have the lead, your real estate agent, it's a buyer or seller. You take them through, find the house to buy. If it's a seller, you get the house on the market, you get it sold, and you go through that transaction. What happens with many people is they get stuck in what I call this transactional loop. So they have a lead, mm-hmm. they get it to settlement. They don't have anything to do. They go find a lead, they get it to settlement. And that means that they're really only as good as their next deal. They are out of business if they don't come up with a lead. So there's principles to connect, to build, and grow, to actually build a business, a sustainable enterprise, so that it actually can survive and thrive without the individual, that it can have an ongoing. So that's why dentists sell their practice, right? Because they have built a business. Real estate agents sell their practice. That is what they're selling. They're selling something that they built. And then all of that is surrounded by success, thinking, activities, and vision. Because without mindset, without a positive mindset and a way to work through the challenging aspects of life and business, you know, you could hit a doldrums and it could, you know, it could derail you. And so what Miracle Morning is a fantastic success, thinking, activities, and vision. It's a way mm-hmm. to maintain even through challenging times. And that achieves the sweet spot of success. When you do all that together, it helps.
There you go.
It comes together and that's the sweet spot.
That's awesome. So you said something that I'm like, wait, what? So I can buy a real estate organization?
Absolutely. In effect, that's what I did. I mean, I became partners with Sue Huckabee and then bought her business. So, oh yes, absolutely. Predominantly is going to be the client list, right? But it's also the systems and the organization. And if you hear of people that say they're operating at what they call seventh level, and that means that they have taken their business to the point where it operates without them. It's an ongoing sustainable enterprise, and that is a very sellable asset. I mean, there's a book called Built to Sell, which is not about real estate, but it's about key principles to creating and building a business that has those attributes of being able to make it something that would an asset that could be sold.
Right. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, I can buy. So you said the client list. I'm a simple thinker, right? I don't overthink things. I look for the simplest way. I'm like electricity, right? I go to the least resistance, right? So if I'm gonna buy one and there's a client list, I would think that would be a pretty short client list, because once they buy a house, it's a satisfied customer and like that's it. So what is the client list?
Oh gosh, there's a longevity to real estate client list.
I have nothing to do with real estate. I have no idea.
Yes. Okay. Well, in the life cycle of housing, I mean, if someone buys a house when they're first married or right out of college, they buy their first place and then they have a child, and so they either sell the first place or they rent it out and then they buy something bigger, and oftentimes they have more income and they buy, you know, they have more opportunity to buy a bigger house. And so that works its way up to the top of what mm-hmm. I call the, you know, kind of the bell curve. And then things happen. I mean, there's death and there's divorce and there's other things that happen that cause people to buy and sell. There's transfers and moving. And in our area alone, they say the average person moves every 3 years. On statistics, it's every 7 years. So if you stick it out, you're going to have, and then, for example, there's referrals off of that client. Then they often have neighbors, friends, children.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's the ripple effect. It is, if it's well done and invested in, if the client list is invested in, then there's a lot of repeat business ongoing. I've had one client I've done 7 transactions with, and that's not even referrals. That's just their movement in their life. Yeah.
I'm sure that referrals are through the roof, because I know my wife and I, you know, when we were looking at houses here in North Carolina, you know, we tell the realtor we want this. And it's like, oh man, here we go. You know, they're going to show us something that, you know, is it what we like? Or you just never know what you're going to walk into. We walked into a house. There wasn't even any floor. We're like, how do we walk to the house? Oh, well, they're remodeling it. I'm like, well, we're done. like there's gotta be, I think there's, you know, but if you're completely satisfied, like, oh my God, our real estate agent was amazing. Like, you are automatically going to tell your friends about it. So yeah, absolutely. I believe in the referral through real estate is probably huge business.
Yes. And we actually recently had one of the agents on our team buy the client list of somebody who was retiring. It wasn't a huge client list. Now, in that sense, it's going to be mostly referral fee based,
right.
But this is a very common occurrence, and not just in real estate. Again, many professions, financial advisors do it, CPAs do it, my dentist did it. But the idea is that you're building that as an asset, so you're investing in it in that way instead of looking at it just, oh, I'm only as good as the next transaction and just next. It's a philosophy. It's a mindset to invest in your clients and your customers and your staff and the people that you're, the vendors, your affiliates, the people you're in relationship with.
I just had an epiphany right now. I might find some retiring event planners and see if they have some places that maybe hire speakers, you know, and just buy their contact. Like, I'll buy your contact list.
Like, absolutely. There you go. That's brilliant. I mean, I'm sure there are speakers that are on the, wanting to slow down their speaking, you know, engagement list. And they may be looking for someone that's ready to pick up the pace and has more time. Well, okay. Think about comedians, right? So the warm-up act.
Yeah.
Well, the warm-up act is doing that, right? I mean, so this is something that occurs in many areas and professions.
That just blew my mind. Like, literally just blew my mind. I was like,
you had an epiphany.
Oh, hey, I would have never thought about that. I would have never guessed. Wow. Thank you for that. That was huge knowledge. Huge knowledge right there. Contact lists. Awesome. Wow.
And
so as we wrap
it's really
up,
better if you, I just want to share it. It's really better if you can get some sort of soft introduction or, you know, if they say this is the person, do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't be emailing people like, hey, do you want to sell me your list? Or what? No, I wouldn't definitely do that. But yeah, definitely an introduction to somebody that you know that's kind of getting out of the business, or I don't want to do this anymore or whatever. That would be super awesome. Wow. I am energized right now. I am super pumped. Awesome. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone?
So there really is a segue off of what you just said. If I can do it, you can too. The principles of 5-minute success are actually basic core principles to success in business and life. The examples are predominantly real estate, although they are in many other industries are shared. But the idea is that if you commit to investing in your personal development and in your business development, then you will achieve success at a higher level.
That's awesome. I am already looking it up. I'm already going to put it on my list of books to read. In 2018, I have a year-long goal to read one book a week in 2018. So I've already got a list of 52 books that I'm compiling that I want to read. So I'm adding this to the list of books if I don't read it before then.
Yeah, well, the beautiful thing is you're only reading one page a day, and it's a no-guilt book. So if you miss a day, just go on to the next day. I like, some people are like, oh, I have to catch up. I was like, no, just start today.
Yep, there you go. Awesome. So give us a call to action. We always end the show with a call to action. So what should someone do today? Maybe buy your book or buy products, set a goal, plan something, journal. What would be your call to action?
So the book is available on Amazon, and you can certainly connect with me on Facebook. The 5-Minute Success, which is the number 5 Facebook page. One of the amazing things that has come out of writing the book is that because every day we're all reading the same page, that means that unlike many other books where everybody's in a different place, we're all on the same page. I even had somebody on LinkedIn today say, oh my gosh, today's message, really, it was like what I needed to hear today. And she put all her ahas up on LinkedIn. So you can do it on LinkedIn, you can do it on Facebook, but we, the collective knowledge of other people's ahas in as they put the principles into action are very powerful. And so be sure and like it or join the group. And when the podcast is launched, then that way you can subscribe to the podcast and get the top tips and takeaways from other top agents and entrepreneurs and people in industry that are operating at a high level. They'll be revealed on the podcast.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I want to honor your time, and I have learned so much. Like, I am just blown away. I would have never thought about contactless like that. Everybody says, build an email list, build an email list. Yeah, I get that. Like, that's totally cool. I understand that, but I forgot about other people's. Like, I would have never thought that that was a thing.
You're going to break through. This is a ceiling you just broke through there, Sean.
Transformational moment. I'm telling
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Transformational moment. Awesome. So yes, thank you so much for your time and everything that you're doing. And I will, we'll keep in touch, and I look forward to cultivating whatever relationship and hearing from you in the future.
And my pleasure as well. Here's to your success.
Oh, thank you so much. So Life Transformation Radio, this has been another episode of amazing guests doing amazing things. Connect with them and just especially, I mean, my mind is so blown right now. I'm going to get started on this, and I need you to connect with Karen. She is amazing. Real estate success in 5 minutes a day. Secrets of a top agent revealed. Look it up. Get with the Miracle Morning. Get with Karen and just explode your life. So as we close, I always say live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out those values that you already hold in your heart. I call that living your brand. And until next time, have a good night.